To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
John, the Lions didn't play this weekend.
No, they did not.
But we were paying very close attention around the NFL because they need help. On Friday's show, you didn't want to get too much into the playoff picture. You wanted to focus on beating the Cowboys, and I respect it. Mm-hmm. It is now Monday. Will the Lions make the playoffs? Where do you stand today?
I do think they make the playoffs. They've got to, and here's where, and I forget the exact years, it was 85 and 2008 is what I said. The 2008 Patriots won 11 games, didn't make it in. The 95, whoever, 85, sorry. There was a team in 85 that won 11 games, and that was a 16-game schedule. Since it has gone to 17 games, an 11-win team has never been left out of the playoffs. So that means the Lions have to win three of their final four games. Do you think they win three of their final four games?
I'm not sure. I'm not. Throw in the Brian Branch injury, throw in the fact they haven't won back-to-back in 2 months. I'm not sure that they go 3-1. And I'm also not sure if 3-1 is the lock that it's been historically. Just because of what's going on, San Francisco keeps winning, Seattle keeps winning. I think we got the ideal outcome with the Bears losing.
Sure.
But, John, there's a world where if the Bears draw even with Green Bay and beat San Francisco and also beat Cleveland...
Right.
It doesn't matter if we beat them in week 18.
There is a path where if they are an 11-win team, I'm just telling you historically, and again, the history isn't long for the 17-game season, but weird things happen, and you never know what they're going to be from now until the end of the regular season, and I think if they get to 11 wins, obviously, if they just take care of their own business and win all four, they're going to be in.
Yeah, I believe that's accurate. If they win out, they're in. Now, the big roadblock is they've got LA, the best team in football, on the road as their next opponent. And John, at the same time, the Bears, who again, we just drew a game within, are going to play Cleveland this week. Most likely outcome is we will be two games back with 3 weeks to go. So it's why I'm still of the belief, and the odds support it, that they don't make the playoffs. It's 43% as people wake up today with 4 weeks to go. 43% odds are they miss it.
Mm-hmm.
As you guys have processed it, that Cowboy win was awesome, but ultimately it doesn't prove anything unless they can go 3-1 the rest of the way. Or, I mean, look, beating the Rams would change everything. 248-539-9797. Are they in or are they out? What do you think happens at the end of the season?
So let's just take it one game at a time. And it's the Rams. Obviously, they are one of the best teams in football. They may be the best team in football right now. And you look at the way that they're playing and what are their strengths? Defensive line and obviously their offense. They just seem, with Matthew Stafford playing at an MVP level right now, and the, you know, Davante Adams, Puka Nacua, they've got the kind of the two-headed, they're starting to develop that two-headed monster at running back.
Yep.
The odds are long.
They're the overwhelming Super Bowl favorite right now.
Correct. But I'm just talking about, okay, this week.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, the level of caliber opponent they're playing.
Right.
And specifically, I think the front, and we'll dig into it over the course of, you know, a full week here, the front they're going to play, those types of fronts have hurt Detroit when they faced Green Bay, when they faced Philadelphia, Kansas City to an extent. again, this team has made a habit of beating the Commanders and the Giants and the Cowboys now while losing to the Packers and the Eagles, and I don't feel good about the Rams.
No, I don't feel good about the Rams either, but to sit there and say that they can't win.
I didn't say can't.
I know you didn't say that. I know there's a lot of people that are saying, you know, why even bother going because you can't beat the Rams. Well, that's why we play the game. And no, it's not going to be like the Carolina. Everybody's the people that are pro-Lion in this matchup say, well, the Carolina Panthers beat them. Mm-hmm. Well, that was in a monsoon.
Cross country.
Yes. And it's just, I'm not going to sit there and say, well, that's not going to happen in L.A. It's simply that weather scenario is not going to happen. And then you go back to Dan Campbell's first year playing against the Rams. Well, you can't have multiple onside kicks. Like, it doesn't happen.
Forgot
now.
About that game. That's a good pull.
And so there's a lot of things. You're just going to simply have to go out there and play good football. And it's with Brian Branch being down. Don't know if Kirby Joseph is going to be back. The secondary, the Legion of Whom, they're going to have to play like they did against Tampa, like they did last week, and find a way to force some mistakes.
So there's a couple of big differences. The Legion of Whom, last time they faced a borderline MVP candidate in Baker Mayfield, it was one in Detroit.
Correct.
Two, they didn't have Godwin, Bucky Irving, and they lost Mike Evans in the game. Mm-hmm. This team will have Kyren Williams, they will have Davante Adams, and they will have Puka Nacua out west.
Mm-hmm. And Blake Orm. Don't forget that two-headed monster in the backfield.
I did notice that you made sure to slip that in there.
Well, because they use both guys.
They do, yeah. And I think this last week showed you. They were so balanced. They had 30 first downs, and they throttled Arizona.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. What do you guys think now? As you sit on this, stretch run is here. The odds say the Lions won't make the playoffs. Do you believe they get in or not?
I can't wait to get to some of our callers because I think they're making some great points. And it's so the question then is if we're going to go on game by game, right, with the Steelers. Right, what are the Steelers? All of a sudden we thought, hey, we were kind of all leaving them for dead. And then Baltimore craps the bed. The Steelers get a win. And I don't think anybody's looking at the Steelers as, you know, they're certainly not Super Bowl contenders, but they're doing everything they can to remain in the game. And Mike Tomlin, even though there are some people that think his time in Pittsburgh has run its course, and maybe it has, is he not still a really good coach? Does he find ways to manufacture wins?
He does. So suddenly the Steelers look a little tougher. The Vikings, I know they only played the Commanders. Dominant, convincing win. And
did 9 make an appearance?
I don't know if 9 played. JJ did. And then the last game of the season is not a gimme. Like, I know the Bears lost.
Correct.
But they are much better than when they faced the Lions back in week 2. And, John, I won't be surprised if they beat the Packers and even things up in the second meeting in Chicago. And look, let's get to the calls. 248-539-9797. I don't want to steal anybody's thunder.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Let's get to John in Detroit. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, like I was explaining, the Lions, we can make the playoffs, right? We can get in there. We have to go back to what we did last year. Last year, we used David Montgomery as the number one running back. Every time David came in, he ran every defense down. That's how we was controlling the clock last year. That's how we got a lot of our wins. After David Montgomery got finished running the defense down, what did they do? They brought Jahmyr Gibbs in after the defense was tired. And he ran all over any team. And we got to go back to that format. use Montgomery to tire the defense out and control the clock. Last year, that's how we got a lot of our wins. We controlled the clock a lot of the times. So he was getting us third and one and first downs, and Jahmyr Gibbs would come in and just run all over the defense because they was tired from dealing with Montgomery. This season, they put number one for Jahmyr Gibbs, and they don't use Montgomery no more. So every time we do three and out, guess what? That's hurting us because our defense stay on the field more than our offense do. And that's what's killing the Lions right now. Now, if we go back to running David Montgomery, using him number one, and let him tire the defense out, and then bring Jahmyr Gibbs in to run all over the defense after they tired, we can make the playoffs. Easy.
Well, I'll build on your point. Last year against the Rams, what all the way back in week one, how did they win that game? They bludgeoned them with David Montgomery. Now, that was late in the game, but they bludgeoned them with David Montgomery. Look, if they beat the Rams, the math on this changes dramatically.
No question it does.
Yeah, I just...
And I don't necessarily agree with they have to lead with David Montgomery to tire the defense right out, like John was talking about there, but I do agree that he needs to be a big part of the equation.
Yeah. All right, Lions fans, we'll get more of your phone calls in the mix. 248-539-9797. You sat on it over the weekend. It's Monday. Do you think this team makes the playoffs? 97-1.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.